Councilwoman Nora Powell is the head of the Finance Committee, which runs the city budgeting process. That committee amended a budget written by Mayor Dan Ridenour's administration to cut back totals to the 2023 budget numbers plus 11%. She says that was necessary because the budget was delivered, quote, in pieces and parts with $1.7 million in errors. And she said the city is still in negotiations over three union contracts.
Adopting a budget without having accurate totals of the city's expenses factored heavily into the choices of the Finance Committee. In order to balance the provision of services and still be responsible with taxpayer money, it only made sense for the Finance Committee to be conservative in our decisions.
City Controller Craig Wright represented the mayor's administration at the meeting. He said the administration wanted the budget accepted as submitted, but they'll accept the budget as adopted. When several council members like Jeff Green asked whether the amended budget would allow employees to be paid, the exchange was tense.
Are there going to be reduction in staff? Are we going to have anything in harm's way as far as safety for the citizens of Muncie by reducing that?
I can't answer that as far as the staff reductions. That's up to the department heads. But and I'm not going to speak for police fire. So.
Councilman Harold Mason Jr. also amended the city budget to remove the salary for three positions: deputy mayor, deputy controller, and city communications director. It was approved by a vote of 6-3 with no discussion. In a statement, Ridenour called those employees three very good people and dedicated public servants and said the move was unwarranted. He says he will be seeking opportunities for the three unfunded employees. In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.